It is bewildering the amount of hype and positivity there is in the government benches at the local election results, which have delivered you actually net seat losses overall. And so, look, you're entitled to celebrate, and that's fair play to you, and it's political squabbling will go on between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and yourselves and Sinn Féin and stuff like that there. But in Donegal, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have returned with only two-thirds of the seats they won in 2019, with many of your sitting councillors scraping in on the last counts. The 100% redress party topped the poll in the Carndonagh electoral area, which is Minister McConnell's backyard, and took four council seats in total. They are now a larger party than Fine Gael on the council, and there is a clear message for government here from the people of Donegal in relation to the defective block crisis, redress crisis. It is not working for the thousands of people that are living in crumbling homes across the constituency. They see no end to the saga. They see no future for their families and children, and they see no way out of the distress that is ruining their lives. They are a strong and stoic people, but they are at the end of their tether. They have told government over and over again why the scheme won't work for them. Now they have used the electoral system to deliver their message. And they have elected Ali Farran in Carndonagh, Joy Beard in Burncana, Thomas Devine in Letterkenny, and Dennis McGee in Gidore to reinforce their message. I've raised this issue over 50 times on the floor of this House during the term of this current Dáil, and each and every time, I and other opposition TDs from the county get the same old rhetoric from yourself and the government. You quote figures, you tell me it's the biggest scheme ever of its kind, you look at me dismissively as if to say, see, that's sorted, why are you bringing it up here again? But you don't really listen, and you haven't listened as we give voice to the real concerns the families have living with defective blocks. And now you have a chance to do so. Taoiseach, the stark reality is plain to be seen. The scheme isn't working. It doesn't reflect the science that has emerged, science that was driven by the defective block campaign themselves, not by government departments or the political system. It is failing the families across Donegal whose lives are devastated by defective blocks. The defective blocks crisis will also affect community buildings, public buildings, and everything built in the last 20 years in the county, reflecting a failed self-certification system brought in by governments of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. You have a chance to fix this. My advice to you is that you should take it. Make a scheme that once and for all reflects and works to address the needs of all families in Donegal, and indeed those across the country, as it's going to widen out as well. So, Taoiseach, my question to you is, will you once and for all address the failures of the defective block redress scheme and make a scheme that is fit for purpose? Thank you.
I want to thank Deputy Pringle for raising this issue, and I know this has been an extraordinarily tough and difficult, and those words don't fully capture the struggle and the stress that many families living in your own county and some other counties have been dealing with the loss and destruction of their homes due to defective blocks. We have worked very hard on this issue as a government. Minister McConnell has worked very hard on this at the Cabinet table with our colleagues as well, and we have now seen over 1,600 applications. These are real applications from real people. No, please don't roll your eyes to heaven. And they've been received to the previous scheme, and now we've received an additional 350, in fact over 350 applications to the enhanced scheme up to the end of February of this year, Ciarán Comhairle. So this is a lot of people. This is 1,950 applications. The 2022 Act, which we passed, underpins the new enhanced grant scheme, and it has designated the counties of Clare, Donegal, Limerick and Mayo as being within the enhanced scheme. The final regulations were put in place as a result of a very extended and extensive amount of consultation with key stakeholders, particularly the local authorities and the homeowner action groups as well. The Minister for Housing did receive government approval last month for the designation of Sligo County Council under the scheme, and will now arrange for the moving of a motion for a resolution in East House of the Oireachtas, and then bring a second memo to government seeking to give effect to that as well. And the housing agency is currently working through the process with three additional local authorities in Carlow, Wexford and Fingal County Council as well. Today the Cabinet did agree to try and resolve various issues highlighted by affected homeowners looking to avail of SEAI support, and the Minister Ryan will announce the details of that in due course as well, but he's worked hard on that as well. We have obviously set up also under Minister O'Brien an implementation steering group for the enhanced defective concrete blocks grant scheme, and this has officials from the relevant councils, from the department, from the housing agency and the homeowners liaison officer as well. The group has met several times over the last number of months, and it's charged with keeping the regulations and the guidelines and the operation of them under review, and we'll continue to do so. We'll continue to engage, we'll continue to listen. But homes are now being remediated. homes have been remediated. And this scheme, it is a large scheme, is making a real and positive impact. I think even in the actions we took today at Cabinet, we are showing an ongoing willingness to listen and to try and respond as best we can. But the scheme is open, applications are coming in, and I really do hope at last this will make a real and meaningful difference to many families.
Will you bring them?
Taoiseach, there's no doubt the scheme is open, and there's been 1,500 applications, like you say. There's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of houses that have to be redressed. It's a scheme that's going to last 25, 30 years at the rate that you're going at the minute on it. And it's a scheme that doesn't meet the needs of very, very many people. There are people in their 50s and early 60s who are looking at having bills of 50, 60, 70, 80,000 euro just to redress their houses. And this is an 100% scheme that your government lauded as being a 100% scheme. People are going to be paying 50, 60, 70, 80,000 euro to get into a 100% redress scheme. This doesn't make sense, and it doesn't suit families. Those people can't go to the bank to remortgage because banks won't give them anything. A lot of them are pensioners. They can't go on. They can't will the scheme on so that they could do it in that way as well. Even these are things that you could be doing and be making changes. Indeed, the mortgageability. Houses won't be mortgageable afterwards. The campaign groups have been trying to get you to address this. There was a meeting in the department that was postponed about four times. I don't think it has met since January. So that's wrong. And that scheme is not meeting the needs of the people that need it. And it will be here for many, many years to come at the rates are going at the moment.
Taoiseach.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Deputy Pringle. I've just actually seen that I gave you figures to the end of February, but actually to the end of April, we've now 1,644 applications to the previous scheme and 436 to the enhanced scheme, just for the record, because it is important to give you the most up-to-date figures. I know you know it's a serious issue, and I'm trying to respond with the seriousness that the issue actually deserves, if that's okay. So today, the government actually took another decision that will benefit householders in your constituency to the tune of tens of thousands of euro. These are substantive decisions that were taken, because when we're in government, we don't just point out the problems. We also have to work to come up with the solutions. And today we've taken another decision, and I hope that shows to people in your constituency, and I believe it will, and to people in other counties affected too, that the government is listening, and to issues that arise as the scheme progresses, we're trying to respond. And today is one very practical example of that. And we will continue to listen, and we will continue to try and respond as best we can. But this scheme, people are applying for today. Homes are being remediated. The implementation group is in place, and I would like to see that engagement that you mentioned that hasn't taken place take place, and I'll certainly follow up with the Department of Housing in relation to that.